Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
This business only employs atheists. And what we do is we get all of those church-going folks, you know, that really believe that there's going to be a Jesus coming down and a rapture. You pay us $10 a month. When the rapture happens, we go to your house and we feed your pets.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Of course.
We will be joined in just a moment by Dan Fernicase, host of the Fernicast. He is probably saying goodbye to his sister as she leaves the studio so that he can join us in what is sure to be an amazing evening.
A momentous evening.
We have so much to get to. We are debuting a new bit tonight, Napier. I thought that it would be fun to recast the inevitable reboot of things we loved when we were children.
Haven't they already done most of them?
Most of them, but not all of them.
They haven't gotten to all of them yet.
Reboots happen so fast that we could just reboot something that came out a couple of years ago, because that could probably happen too, right?
Yeah, Sony does it all the time.
I think we'd be smart. We should probably reboot and recast the Fantastic Four.
In a little bit, we are also going to be joined by Alex Craig, the owner and CEO of PotatoParcel.com. If you've gotten on social media in the last couple of days, you have probably seen a news story about PotatoParcel.com. The fella, what he does, Napier, I don't know if I'm ruining it for you, but you give him $10, and he mails somebody a potato for you.
Anybody?
Anybody. Anybody you want. You give him his address, he'll mail him a potato. And that's what he does. And we got a suggestion from good friend of the show, Brian Kranz. Travis, what's Brian Kranz's web address?
It's Rocktown Press, I believe.
Rocktownpress.bigcartel.com.
Yep. At Citizen Kranz on Twitter.
He's a writing fella.
He is a writing fella.
So you go to there, you buy his book. He has a couple of books. Buy one of them. A good friend of the show. He suggested this great idea. It was a great idea, Napier.
I don't agree with that now.
What he said was, hey, guys, you know, there's a new thing on this Reddit, this website called Reddit. Have you heard of Reddit?
Yeah, I like the goalie forums.
You see, you're a frequenter of Reddit. Reddit, is a mystery to me. I've gone to Reddit. People talk about Reddit. But I don't know how to use that there Reddit. It's confusing to me. I'm an older gentleman. I'm not up with what the kids are doing. And the kids are doing this Reddit thing, right? So apparently there's a thing on Reddit that you can post your photograph on there and then people just shit on you. And that was his idea. We should all post our photograph on there and let all of our insecurities about ourselves be proven true. So we did it. We all posted our photographs on Reddit a little while ago, and Brian is going to call in throughout the evening with updates on all the awful things people are saying about it. It is the roast of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
Who's getting shit on the most, would you say?
Well, currently, let's see. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm really disappointed with how little Travis is getting. Travis isn't getting nearly as much as the rest of us. I don't think it's
no,
fair.
No, he led with the comic books thing in his title, though. So
well,
it's
I
not...
posted all the things. I put the comic
He was
books.
Trying to get the comic book thing to drum
thought,
up a bunch of shit.
And
so
I thought people would call him a nerd
it.
And stuff.
Yep.
And I guess it didn't work.
No, they did. Called him a bunch of names.
The one that I saw, the very first one posted on mine, and the thing is, we made this agreement, hey, let's not look at them. Let's be surprised when Brian calls in with the updates. And, like, immediately I started looking at them. Like, as soon as I hit enter on that, I started looking at them all. Because I wanted to, I couldn't resist. I had to know all the horrible things people were saying about me. So the one I saw, the very first one posted on mine, and the thing is, we made this agreement.
I hear
hey,
me.
Let's not look at them. Let's be surprised
repeating
when
back
Brian
to me
the updates.
And somebody's
like,
ruining
immediately
the show.
I started, like, as soon as I hit
right
enter
now,
that, somebody's ruining the show. It was Dan. It was Dan ruining the show. Thanks, Dan.
I was listening to figure out why the fuck you hadn't called me yet.
I thought that you were calling me. I thought, like, we were
why
doing...
Why would I call you? It's not my show.
You said something like a, well, in 20 minutes thing. I thought...
I was joke. I said, you listen for the door ding. I was filling in for drunk.
I thought that I was waiting for you to, like, clean up whatever you're doing. I apologize.
We're rolling off track, I think.
Dan, it was a miscommunication. I apologize.
I apologize.
Dan, no. It's my fault. Brian,
right.
start with the roast of Dan. Can you start with the worst thing said about Dan? Because
well,
I'm mad at him now.
Let's see. Well, I got to find which ones. Dan was the first one to go up, correct?
Yes.
Dan's looking very handsome in his sunglasses and cowboy hats.
Yeah, he
and
I noticed a lot of people were making reference to the fact that Dan, for the most part, covered his entire face and head.
That might have been in his favor.
I wanted to give them a lot of targets that weren't my disgusting body. I was trying to deflect.
Dan, in his picture, had a big cowboy hat and big old sunglasses. So he was.
That is a limited edition Alan Jackson hat that I got at Cracker Barrel for $5.
Wow. According to Reddit, though, that's not the special edition. What is his top comment, Brian?
The top comment from Irony Giant is, your mom's going to be pissed that you used up her special post-it notes and stole her special, quote, Craigslist cowboy gangbang, end quote, hat.
And following it up is one of my favorite things to say, even though it's probably wrong. It's, hey, look, it's Kikey McNigger faggot.
That doesn't even make sense. I mean, Dan is a blonde fella. He's pretty pale. He does not appear to be a kike or a black.
Or a faggot.
Maybe
right?
A faggot.
Maybe.
I could say you could go both
I mean,
ways
faggots come in all shapes and sizes.
You're right.
Right. Brian, what else we got? We got any other good ones?
Mike, apparently your face looks like the bottom face of a totem pole. or Patton Oswalt with Downs. My personal favorite one for Mike, though, is you look like how I imagine Seth Rogen would smell.
The one that got me from Mike was, were you the 80s poster child for fetal alcohol syndrome?
So not being kind to us on the internet. Has anybody defended us, like said, hey, wait a minute, guys.
I think you're in the wrong place
for
that.
These guys don't look all that bad, right?
The closest it came to that was the lowest scoring comment for Travis. It was a very mean comment, but since it has -1 points, that means two people downvoted it to disagree with it.
It was like a whole paragraph scolding him on posting things on the internet. Because
they wrote like a BuzzFeed article about me.
They were saying, Travis, that you're way too old to be posting things on Reddit.
Yeah, what exactly was it, Brian?
How the fuck old are you, dude? Why are you 35 and asking for the internet to insult you? Seeing hairline is not going to help you find a wife if you haven't already convinced some poor woman to hang out with you or your unmotivated ass. The wrinkles and stubble make you look like you just came out of a no-shit bender, and the shitty door behind you makes you think that you haven't made nearly enough money to be the age you are. You're disappointing, and that's the most accurate thing I can think of saying.
Every hits me, you know, it's close to home. Real close to home.
Travis, how old
are
you?
I've been to your wedding. You got a wife, so I know that.
Yeah, Travis, how old are you? You're like
he's off by 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Lower or higher?
34.
Somebody on mine called me dad. I didn't like that.
Oh.
I'm not old enough to be these people. Oh, yeah, I guess I am, aren't I?
Yeah, probably.
Oh. Guys, if you'd like to get in contact with the show, 636-487-HAND.
Just if you have a roast, like a roast joke that you want to put in here, yeah, we're open for it. We've already been stabbed through the heart, so feel free to call.
Yeah,
in.
I mean, you guys, if you've actually listened a few times, you can get us a little bit better than I would imagine people can just from a photograph. I mean, you can like actually talk about our behavior or make fun of.
I think my very first roast knock was you look like the kind of guy who collects old bottles of soda. That came from our very own friend, Brian Kranz.
Brian, is there any choice comments from Napier's? I know Napier got hit, like, we put his up just a few minutes before showtime, and it rose quickly.
Oh, there's quite a few.
There's two tied for the number one spot, and first one is, I don't think I've ever been so sure that someone fucks little kids before.
Oh.
And the other one is, well, because Napier's was posted under roast me, I think I can take it, ... maybe. And this person commented, you might be able to take it, but the treadmill can't.
Oh.
See, because he's a hefty fella.
The last time I was on a treadmill, I made the entire fucking building shake, and this thing was weighted down by hundreds and hundreds of barbells.
Explain to me a situation where you're on a treadmill.
I went to a gym.
Why?
To be not fat.
How'd that go? You just went there once and you were like, nope, not going anymore.
Pretty much.
Okay, here's the question. How long ago was that?
About a year.
Are you still paying for a gym membership?
Yes.
So you went once a year ago.
Well, it's only $15 a month.
And you're paying the $15 every month.
Yeah.
For over a year.
Yeah.
So, like, you could go to the gym tomorrow. You're a member.
Yeah, it's less than a mile from my house.
But you haven't gone.
No.
In over a year.
I went once.
What's 15 times 12?
A lot.
$180?
Yeah.
It's $180. Think of the things you could buy with that $180. It's money that you're not spending on food, therefore it's kind of doing what you want it to do, right?
No, it's my penance. You know how you pay money to the church to absolve you of your sins?
So think about how much diabetes medicine that could buy.
You're paying the gym every month.
So I cannot feel bad about being fat because I could go to the gym.
It's like your fat penalty.
Yeah, it's my fat penalty.
So throughout the night, I guess, Brian, if there's a good one, you let us know. We didn't really plan very well on how we're going to do that, but I look forward to hearing more. I mean, if there's anything, I mean, do you want to say anything about Travis? Like,
somebody say something about me, because
I saw somebody say that Travis looked like a ugly Jeffrey Dahmer. And there was a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer in there, and he wasn't totally wrong that you do kind of look a little bit like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, it wasn't a terrible comparison.
He was a smart guy.
But the weird thing is, a person saying that Travis looks like an ugly Jeffrey Dahmer is that they're saying that Jeffrey Dahmer is good looking.
Maybe he got just a lot of marriage proposals and ladies while he was in court and on death row and everything.
What is with that?
Ladies wanted to have his baby.
There's a lot of those guys. Like that Manson fella. Some gal just wanted to marry him.
I believe Ted Bundy.
The guy that cut off his wife's head.
Right, Scott Peterson?
Yeah, he gets marriage proposals all the time. There was a guy that dressed up like a goat because he wanted to live with the goats. And he had a bike helmet. And then
what do you mean live with the goats? Like wild goats? Or like I mean, there's no goats. They're just on farms, right?
Yeah, it's like gorillas in the mist.
No, he was like out in the mountains. He says wild goats.
Except for with a domesticated farm animal.
Yeah, goats in the mist.
Nah, I wanted to live with a cow. I wanted to be a cow.
There's actually people in my area that want to live inside of cows and get arrested for being found out by the actual farmers who own those cows.
Live inside the cow? You mean like sex with the cow?
A push every once in a while. They want to get inside the cow, get out of the cow, get inside the cow, get out of the cow, until they're sick of being inside and outside.
No, this guy was getting all kinds of mechanical things to tie him into his hands and his feet so he could walk around like a goat, and he wanted to assimilate in with the goat people, or the goat group, and become a goat. He wanted them to accept him as a goat, and he learned the goat language, the language of goat, which is just like a series of meh, right?
This reminds me a lot of the scene in Ace Ventura when Nature Calls that he's inside of that rhino.
I mean, just looked like a guy with a bike helmet with a couple of Pringles cans on his hands. Like, you reach too far into the Pringles can, and then your hand gets stuck, and then he just kind of walked around like that. He looked like a real goof, guys.
Now where is he?
No, he just did it for like 3 days, and then I think he got over it. But then, people took pictures. I couldn't find videos of them. I think it's just, something that they put on the internet. I wonder if any of these things are actually true.
I think most of it's false.
Like, you think they just made up Goat Guy, as a goof?
Who was taking pictures of him?
I don't know. Buddies. Yeah, who's out there, hanging out with the goats taking pictures that isn't dressed up like a goat? And wouldn't the goats be suspicious of the guy that keeps getting his picture taken, as opposed to the other goat people?
There are other goat people?
Goats. Not goat people. Guys. Brian!
Yes?
Give me another Napier line.
Roasting you would be like running up the score in a kiddie baseball game.
What's the newest one for Napier?
The walking definition of the before picture.
So they're not a big fan of Napier.
I don't know. What's the newest one for Dan?
Someone made a joke that you're proof that anyone can get married. That's mean, and I don't like that. Just because you married a body pillow does not make your love any less real. Just tell your mom not to put her in the dryer when she does your laundry and everything will be fine.
Oh.
Faps with one hand positions individual slices of bologna on his gut with the other.
Oh, Dan? People on Reddit want to know, how was the Klan meeting? Otherwise, your new sign-on name, apparently, according to Reddit, would be Walker Texas Roadhouse Ranger.
The restaurant.
Yeah, it's funny because it's a restaurant. Oh, boy.
Wearing a shirt that is too small will not make you skinny.
Oh.
Proof that anyone can get married. I can just tell your local McDonald's memorized what you order, and all they sigh with disappointment the second you walk in the door.
This was a fun game, Mike.
Yeah, I'm glad we did this. Thanks, Brian. This was a good idea.
It's just a lot of fun, because then the next time you look in the mirror, you have new problems.
There's goddamn near 30 comments on mine, and it's not even half an hour old.
Yeah, I mean, all the things I thought about myself, they just kind of all said them. And so now I know. Now I know what people see when they see me.
You guys are reading my suicide letter.
People are making a lot of comments about my inability to grow a proper beard.
That you look like you have Down syndrome.
My favorite.
Somebody said I look like Penn Jillette's unwanted son.
My favorite one of what? My favorite one of Mike's is you look like a crack addicted DMV employee.
Someone said I look like someone who regularly catfishes people. Using a beard to define a non-existent jawline and chin only works if you can actually grow a beard. Thanks. Were you the 80s poster child for fetal alcohol syndrome?
That's the best one.
That is the best one.
People really like the totem one, though. People really, really like that totem one.
And still, Travis, they must have, buried Travis on the last page. He has, nothing.
As soon as that dude made that that giant paragraph of, that he wrote that got downvoted, as soon as he put that on there, people just stopped.
Yeah,
so they must have figured he hit all of the hot button points there.
If only comic books could bring your hair back. Mm-hmm. None of his victims are over 13, so he's hitting his target demographic. And that's it. I tried to get the ball rolling again, and I asked why you put your picture on a cardboard snowman. How do you even have access to a cardboard? That's a cardboard snowman, isn't it?
It was a post-it note holder. It's like, you know, post-it notes are like on cardboard backings. That's what the
Travis, are you a hoarder?
No, I just, my kids draw all over our post-it notes so that we have to hold on to whatever post-it notes we can.
You have post-it notes all over the place to remind you of stuff?
No, just on the kitchen counter, you know, you make little lists, you make reminders.
Like
so
when you forget something?
Which is pretty often.
Post it on the fridge, and then the next day you come back and say, did I write that? That's my handwriting.
Yeah, you put it on the stove and where my cell phone is and shit. So then you can remember that you need to, you know, like pay your house payment and things.
Well, guys, we're going to take a little break. Hopefully our guest is calling in just a minute. Thanks for sticking with us. We are live on strangelabel.com.
Please visit our links on our Facebook page.
Yeah, go check out our roast. It's going well. We're really excited about it.
my best Dan one that made me laugh for at least an hour and a half was somebody just said Girth Brooks.
That's a really great one,
Girth Brooks.
It works for actual Garth Brooks too.
See, Napier. See, the joke is what they're saying is he's wearing a cowboy hat, right? So he's a country fellow, but he's also kind of overweight. So they're saying he's girthy,
like Garth Brooks is.
Yeah, like Garth. So it's like he's saying Garth Brooks. It's like one of them double entendre things.
Were they not talking about my huge penis?
No.
Oh.
And millions of recording albums.
You really don't need the cowboy hat. A baseball cap would cover up the fact that you're going bald just as well. Let me just cover up half of my face before I do this. Holy fuck, Billy Badass over here. Looks like you about to do a movie called Chris Kyle 100 Pounds Later. Oh, guys, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thanks for sticking with us.
The laughter heals.
The laughter does not heal.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-thru window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but three pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Two-ply, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything's site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
I'm Charlie! Light a match!
Hey, the time. Art and love so strange, said you never know. While I try my best, hey, to cover our eyes, it's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say it matters a little bit. Oh, but come on and mean it to me. I need it so bad.
Hello, welcome back. Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined, of course, by Dan Fernicase of the Fernicast. Dan, are you going back to work next week, or are you sticking around for a bit?
I believe I will be 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks home?
Yes.
So the next couple of weeks, Fernicasts are happening.
Get it while it lasts, guys. It's not gonna wear much longer.
And I guess we can go ahead and do our little Hollywood Fantasy League update. The Fantastic Four finished with 11 points.
It finished already?
It is done. It had a 27% Metacritic in its 2 weeks of release, or two weekends.
Shot up pretty high then, because that opening weekend there was like in the single digits.
I was going to say, this is that rare instance where the Metacritic is actually higher than the box office.
That's not true. It made $42 million. It had a 27% Metacritic. So they were about tied. It was not well received, the Fantastic Four. And the Fernicast's fourth round pick, straight out of Compton, has already secured them enough points that we can declare them the winner of the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Guys, it was a good, well-fought game. It's an honor just to be nominated.
You know, I'd say because the Fernicast was declared the winner before it even started, because they had the Avengers and everybody just thought they were going to run away with it. I'd say that, like, we are the victors in spirit just because we made a contest out of it.
I would say so.
So, really, WFOD, I think, is the winner.
In a much more actual, real way, though, the Fernicast won. Like, if you go by, like, points and winningness.
Oh, and, like, the rules of the game.
The actual way the game is played. I mean, you got the Hard Luck Award. Or like maybe like best underdog of the year.
So like when I win at Candyland, my daughter, you know, she like wins in spirit, but I actually get my player to Candy Mountain.
You got a purple ribbon, a participation award.
Give that shit back. Participation awards do not exist. Give them back.
You know what's weird though is that this round of Hollywood Fantasy League really cemented the idea to me that it's just such a crapshoot. Like nobody knows anything about anything.
That's not true. I know a lot of things.
I knew Fantastic Four.
I don't mean just us, but I mean like even movie experts. Like nobody was saying that Jurassic World was going to make money. On paper, it shouldn't have made money. But like Jurassic Park 3 is just like a joke.
Right.
Right.
But they let enough time pass for the nostalgia factor to kick in for the first one, so people forgot about the third one.
You think it's like the opposite? Like they didn't let enough time go by for Fantastic Four?
Yeah, and also it's the time of the internet where people could shit on something before it was even filming. So
the Fantastic Four was never really that strong to begin with. I mean, it wasn't even something that could be like revived because it was never really that strong. I mean, nobody's talking about the fan. I mean, the Fantastic Four exist.
Fantastic Four was a punchline, though. I mean, they were not well-received movies, just like the second and third Jurassic Park movies, which I liked, but, I mean, they're not really well-received, and they're kind of used as a punchline. And a lot of people were saying that, you know, before Jurassic World came out, that they should have just let that franchise die because the last two were no good. Why, how is this one going to be any good? This is the biggest beat, the Avengers. The Avengers was supposed to be the big movie by far, and Jurassic World beat it.
Right.
It's just kind of amazing, and it's just like such a crapshoot.
Who thought Straight Outta Compton would have been doing well? Like, when that was first announced, I was like, you're going to try to make a biopic on these rapper guys. You know, everybody knows who Dr. Dre is and Ice Cube. But, like, this is not going to work. It's not going to work. And I, the first couple of previews that I saw for it didn't make me interested in it. But I got to tell you, as they started amping up the marketing and started putting more NWA music in it and showing better previews, they captured me. But I would have never thought that it would be doing very well.
Yeah, and in the last few weeks, like, it got a lot more buzz than straight out of memes on Facebook and all of that. You know, like, there were a lot of people talking about it.
Whoever was behind that marketing campaign is a fucking genius.
And not even really, like, things that, like, traditionally, I guess, would cost a lot of money to do. I mean, what did they do? They got it going on social media and got people making the stupid memes and stuff and spread the word that way. That was probably fairly cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it didn't cost anything. But, you know, at the same time, I did see a lot of ads on TV, too. So, yeah, I guess, you know, kudos to them. They kind of covered all their bases. They did a good job.
Well, also, they had to make a good movie. I mean,
is it impossible to make a good Fantastic Four movie?
No.
I would think it is possible. I mean,
when are we going to... I mean, that, for a long time, that was the premier Marvel book.
Marvel's first family.
Right. I mean, and it's just such a... You would think, because there's just so much sentimentality and nostalgia with that book, you'd think it would be kind of a no-brainer to make a good Fantastic Four movie, but holy shit, none of them have been very good at all.
There were certain things about the very first one that really hit the mark. I thought the Thing looked really good. I thought Chris Evans was an amazing Johnny Storm. Doctor Doom looked great, but then they had, you know, Julian McMahon voice him, and that fucking destroyed it.
I think that guy as Doctor Doom was a good pick. He's kind of cocky. He's kind of a dick. I think he was a good Doctor Doom, really.
Doctor Doom needs a better, like, voice.
And they need to get his actual Doctor Doom backstory more accurate, I feel like. There's a lot of weight in that backstory where it's not even... It's almost kind of a tragic backstory. Like, he's trying to do right by his people.
No, you know? No word from our guest, huh?
Nope. None whatsoever.
You sent him a contact request?
His Skype profile doesn't exist.
He was active 20-some seconds ago, and I have not gotten a response, so...
Oh, okay.
But no, the thing that they were doing and that Josh Trank was going for with this was the Ultimate line of the Marvel comics that kind of rebooted everything, and that's what he was shooting for, was like the trans-dimensional thing rather than the space rays, the cosmic rays, which could have worked if he did it right, because even the Ultimate spinoff, it still captured like the fun and like brightness of the Fantastic Four while being just a little bit darker. They went so far in the opposite direction. Like, you really need to capture the core of what makes people enjoy those characters, even if you're going to try to update it and change it a little bit. And he obviously failed massively.
Well, you've got to get the family aspect down before any of the rest. Like, those characters have to all kind of love each other and everything before anything else. You know, like, it's got to be the character-driven, right?
Well, absolutely. It's the greatest thing, too, is it seemed like there was a lot of turmoil behind the scenes. Not only did they not get the characters right, but apparently none of the production went well. So,
it's so hard to fuck up Dr. Doom because he's such a great character. I don't know how they did that, but he looked like shit, and then like they changed the backstory completely. I was just like, what the fuck?
Are you the Ultimate line? I think really ruined Dr. Doom. Also, like, he was still from Latveria or whatever, but he was just like a spoiled rich kid who was part of the program that they were part of, trying to like. This big science collective trying to solve all the world's problems, and he just got like mutilated and looked horrible.
But so they made him Lex Luthor.
They essentially made him Lex Luthor, who went through a horrific accident to totally fuck up his good looks.
Did you ever see that thing that Jack Kirby drew? Because they never did in the comics, but it was just like what he thought Doom would look like without his mask on. And it was just like a tiny little scar, but he's such an egomaniac that he's like destroyed his whole face. And that kind of shit is just really cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, like, he doesn't want anybody to see any imperfection. And that's what I always got from Dr. Doom, was he wanted to exude like power and like perfection.
Nerd alert.
God, this is getting nerdy, guys.
Super great to have Dan on.
Holy shit! Is there went into like a 10-minute spiral of nerd bullshit. Congratulations, Dan! You won the Hollywood Fantasy League. Let's move on.
Is there a way we can link the audio for the past 5 minutes to those Reddit pictures?
Just to show that they were totally wrong about saying that you look like you're in the Westboro Baptist Church.
Did they say that? That's funny.
Guys, there is a kidnapping plot for Salma Hayek's daughter. Somebody was trying to impersonate her and, like, I guess sneak up on her daughter and try to trick her daughter into thinking that she's Salma Hayek.
Why?
And they were going to take her daughter and then get all that Salma Hayek money.
Does she have a shit ton of money?
I don't know.
She's married to a billionaire.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, how does that turn into having sex with Salma Hayek? At what point do you get to have sex with Salma Hayek?
How much money do you need to have?
What's the money? What's the dollar value on that?
No, you impersonate, you kidnap her daughter and all of the...
Well, they were girls. They were girls that did it.
Oh.
They tried to impersonate Salma Hayek.
If I have a caper involving Salma Hayek, it has to... At some point, it ends in me having sex with her, right?
I'll tell you what. There is not a better scene in any movie than her scene in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh,
I mean,
agreed.
that's the best scene in any movie ever.
I'm also a pretty big fan of her sex scene in Desperado. That was one of the first, like, lot of boobs movies that I watched by myself.
Yeah, that was good, too. But that's when she first pops up in From Dusk Till Dawn, and that was Selma Hayek at her, like, peak sexiness. Like, mm-hmm. just... amazingly glossy because they oiled her up and she had that flippin' snake. Oh, man.
I don't think anybody can impersonate her, though. She would probably be a difficult person to impersonate. Travis, do you have a good Salma Hayek?
I do not.
Maybe Sofia Vergara, I think, could do a pretty good Salma Hayek impression.
She's built different, though. She's a thinner gal. And Salma Hayek's... She's I'm not going to say she's beefy because she's not beefy. But, I mean, she's a thicker gal.
She's not a little slip-up girl.
No.
My favorite Salma Hayek movie is the one that she's in with Matthew Perry.
There's a movie that she's in with Matthew Perry?
When Fools Rush In. It was a rom-com from the 90s.
Oh, you liked that one, did you?
They met each other in line for the bathroom. They went out a couple of times, got married super fast. He was a workaholic. She was... down-home Mexican gal with a big, giant Mexican family. They clashed.
He worked so hard, and he had to make a decision.
Yep, and he had to choose his career, and the family didn't necessarily like him, and it just clashed.
Is it because he was white? Did that
ultimately
come into play?
I think it was
racism.
He didn't understand the
traditions. He didn't get the customs, and he didn't fit in.
I believe you mean tradition?
Yeah, tradition. Yes. Si.
You guys are knocking them dead with the Salma Hayek impression.
I gotta say, though, like the balls on somebody to like impersonate Salma Hayek and try to kidnap her kid after she just made a movie where she was machine gunning like hundreds of motherfuckers because they were coming for her and her kid was really, really ballsy.
Well, I still need to watch that movie, by the way.
Which one?
Everly.
I watched that not too long ago. That was great.
Yeah, she killed all the motherfuckers.
It was like it was kind of low budget, but like it was well done low budget. Like,
was she naked?
No, but I mean, like, she doesn't. I think Selma Hayek's one of those gals that doesn't really need to be naked.
I agree. I disagree. She needs to be naked.
I don't know if any of them need to be, but I would prefer that they all were.
I mean, I can watch Selma Hayek and just admire that Selma Hayek. That's a good looking gal. Whether she's clothed or not clothed, it doesn't really matter.
I pretty much just always want to see him naked.
That's true. You know what? I take back what I said. I would definitely prefer Salma Hayek to be naked. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
It's fine if that's how if your brain works that way, but I don't. I can't just appreciate a beautiful woman. I appreciate that she is beautiful, and then that just makes me want to see her naked even more. Like the ones that aren't naked, you're just like, why the fuck not? Am I objectifying ladies?
Maybe.
A little bit.
It's too bad.
I don't know what to tell you. Do you think that we should just assume that the...
Oh, yeah, they moved on from us on the little Reddit thing.
It's not coming.
No, they're done. No,
I was talking about Potato Guy. I guess Potato Guy's standing us up.
Yeah,
Potato Guy, he seemed so enthusiastic about calling.
You should send him a strongly worded potato.
Yeah, I'm going to...
How dare you?
That's what you do. You send a potato to people who have wronged you. I'm going to send this guy a potato from him.
Have him fill it out, and then he realizes it's from him, and then he's like, what have I done?
I'm going to pay him $10.
Potato!
To write something on a potato, and then hand it to himself. That's what I'm going to do.
Think he'll do it?
Nail this to yourself, asshole.
It'll just be a sad face emoji.
I'm just getting, being stood up by Potato Guy, Napier.
Well, maybe a potato guy doesn't need your support.
He probably had a potato emergency.
You have a rejection letter from Tom Hanks' representative.
I sent that guy an email at 10 o'clock at night, and he responded at like 10:03.
Was it
And
no?
He was so happy to be invited. I want to talk to him about his potato business.
Do you think they're still edible, like when they get there?
But no! Let's get busy and not do Mike's show. Let's just make Mike look like an asshole.
This is the World Speed Project all over again.
Oh, man.
Let Mike sit here with his dick in his hand, waiting for Potato Guy to call.
I don't think he would appreciate being called Potato Guy.
He's the guy that mails potatoes! What do you want me to call him?
You think he's listening right now, and that's why... He's, like, in a big huff, like, you're not referring to him properly. He's like, well, I'm not going on until they call me by my real name.
I called him by his name. His name's Alex, Potato Guy.
He's Mr. Entrepreneur.
Hey, guy that figured it all out. He hacked life. That guy won.
Guy's making 10 grand a month.
How much does a potato cost? Like 7 cents.
It's not much. You buy a big bag of them, right?
He's charging people $8 for a mean potato.
And you get a potato, and you write something on it, and then you mail it to somebody. I don't know if shipping and handling is included. I'm assuming shipping and handling is extra. Shipping and handling is always extra, right? I mean, including shipping in the $10 potato price.
It's like when you were in high school and you finally talked your parents into letting you do like Columbia Records, and you get those first free records, and they were, 99 cents for 20 records, and then there's like shipping and handling, and it's $800.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nothing's free, guys.
And then you never
Nothing's a penny. Everything is way more than you expect it to be. Because expectations should always be low, because that's just the way life is.
The face you make in this picture is the face that everyone else makes when they see you.
Are you reading my roast comments now, Travis?
Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
I just got stood up by Potato Guy.
Maybe you should tell that story on that Reddit to the guys. I just got stood up by a Potato Guy. Could you maybe take it easy on the old micer?
And now is the time that Travis decides to start reading my roast comments.
They're very good.
Christ, I'll give your red stapler back. Just get a damn job. Oh.
Saying I look like Stephen Root?
No, you look like Milton. Stephen Root must be more handsome.
So, Napier, what was wrong with you last week? Are you a sicky guy?
Yeah, I was sick.
Aw.
Sick of what? Showing
what
up
wrong?
To the show?
Sinuses.
Sinuses?
Yeah, I got allergies really bad.
Claritin.
Guy?
Is it
all the pollen in the air?
No, it happened after that damn really bad storm. Like, I'm really allergic to mold.
What
and
really bad storm?
The storm Sunday. There was a storm. And then mold.
It was a mold storm?
There was mold in the air.
Oh.
And I got sick.
Poor guy. What did you do? Did you stay home from work?
No, I went to work, but I had a shit ton of allergy pills in me. And
did you come home and take a little nappy?
No, I passed out. A nap is when you eventually wake up.
But you eventually woke up because you're here tonight.
I went to sleep.
We missed you last week, Napier. Did you listen to the show?
No, because every time
I'm... Of course you didn't. Of course. Why would you, right?
Because every time I'm not on the show, you guys, like, shit on me for, like, 30 minutes.
I don't think we shit on you at all last week.
That was it in the chat, Napier.
Travis, did we shit on Napier last week?
No, we had Matt Chuck of the Lotus Cast on, and we bypassed the Napier talk altogether.
We did. We just bypassed it, and we moved on.
Nope, shit on me.
We said, we feel bad that Napier doesn't feel well. We're not going to talk about it. We're just going to say Napier's not with us tonight. And then we're going to read this comment from Reddit that says, "Aperture science is what your wife does to have sex with that fat-covered penis of yours."
Was that for Napier?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's because you're fat.
Yeah. Obviously, I got a turtle penis. It hides inside my folds and my gunt. To take him out, I gotta push his little butt.
See, you add it all up, and I mean, like, you really look at, like, what's going on tonight, and you wonder, why do we do this to ourselves? Like, why did we put our photographs on there and tell people, hey, shit on us? Why did I invite a man who mails potatoes to people on the show? Why do I put myself up there for the rejection, Travis? Why do I do it?
Because it's fun.
I don't know. I think we're trying to provide social commentary on the state of our country and the way that people are trying to chase fame all the time, and they're not wanting to put anything out there, you know, any original content or have any intrinsic value. They just want to be famous to be famous, and I think this is your way of kind of shining a light on that and bringing it to the forefront.
I just want to make a social comment. If you have a wiener, you're a guy. If you have a vagina, you're a gal.
What if you have both?
Then you pick one.
Then you're that gal from Sleepaway Camp, the very last scene.
You can make that decision anytime.
Do your parents make that decision?
I would feel weird if I had a kid.
Let's say you're born with a penis and a vagina.
Yeah.
Your parents, do they get rid of one? Or do they wait until you're old enough to decide which one you... That would probably be a weird childhood to go through.
I don't think I could make that decision for my child. That seems...
Do you pee out of both?
I guess sometimes. I guess if they're both working like that.
Huh.
They're not peeing out of their vagina, though.
They have a separate... I mean, there's a pee hole. And then
right.
But I mean, the pee hole... Do they only have one pee hole?
Yeah, because where the penis would grow would be where the gal's pee hole usually is, right above the vagina.
Yeah, so instead of testicles, you got vagina.
Mike, do we need to do an episode about biology?
Well, no, I mean, like...
A vagina isn't something...
No, I understand that the vagina isn't something that people pee out of and that they have a pee hole. But what I'm saying, if you're born with lady and man parts... Do you still have the pee hole and the dick? Or is the pee hole absent in a situation where you have both?
Well, they have to have a pee hole.
I understand you don't pee out of your vagina, Travis.
Well,
where does pee come from, Mommy?
Well, if you're born with both a penis and a vagina.
If you got the penis in the balls and stuff... Does that take the place out of, like, the whole gear, or is it?
I don't think you get the balls if you get the vag.
Yeah, if you get the vag, no balls. Are they, like, inside?
Okay,
you, like,
so then you would have a vagina,
excessive hair,
a vagina hole with a dick coming out of the top, and no pee hole.
Yeah, so instead of your guy,
well, the pee hole is the dick.
The pee hole is the penis. Yeah, just like on yours, I hope.
Like the girl's pee hole just turned into a dick.
So the girl's pee hole would turn into a dick.
Right.
Yes.
That's terrifying. Which would be easier to, like, in the long run, which one is more difficult to rid yourself of? I would imagine it's probably easier to cut off a dick than it would be to add balls and sew up a vagina and cut out that whole, vagina system of working thing.
Probably.
Because I mean, it's like a whole business going on up in there that makes the vagina tick. And you can't, I mean, you just can't sew it closed and say, hey, I'm a dude now.
They use that stuff that, you know, when you plug up the air holes in your garage, that great stuff. They just spray a little of that hardening foam in there and they say, call it good.
You talking about like caulk?
Spackle?
Well, it's just, it's like, it's liquid, kind of. It's like foam and then it just, it hardens.
Like the Fix-A-Flat? Like you...
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah, that'd be even better, actually. Except for, how would you, you know, after they use the Fix-A-Flat, you have to drive like 20 miles on it?
I would feel weird if my penis got flaccid.
Just penetrate it for 20 minutes.
You have to go on a jog after you fill it.
Or just like vigorous sex, like you just gotta pound that fucker and then pull out before it seals.
Guys, so I want to do a thing, and what I'm planning to do is every couple of weeks, when we feel like it, when we're in the mood, I want to take something that we loved, and I want to cast the movie version of it, whether it be a new Fix-A-Flap. Hot Butter Podcast is in the chat. They said Fix-A-Flap. That's a pretty good
beautiful one, guys.
Interrupted what I was saying, but hey,
dicks.
So what we're gonna do, by the way, the chat is fucking dead tonight,
unfortunately. Yeah,
it's depressing. I mean, like, in addition to all the other things, the chat being completely dead isn't helping at all. Travis, do you have Napier's roast up?
I do.
Can you put a couple more Napier lines out there to make me feel better?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks.
Let me pull this up.
That's going to help me a great deal.
Okay.
So what I was thinking was that tonight, what we need to do is we need to reboot He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, the movie.
Your house looks so barren. Did you eat everything? Should we be worried for whoever is taking the picture?
See, that's funny because that's kind of a roast about me, though.
That's your house.
Talk about my house.
Yeah, you live in a grandma house.
Yeah. Somebody else said something about him living at his mom's house. He said my house looks like a mom's house.
Mm-hmm. So that's like of the Napier comments.
Thanks, Travis. You're doing great.
A few of them are on you. Wait, I'll give you one. When you walk into a room, all we hear is screams. Leave that poor floor alone.
The floor screams because you're husky.
Yeah. You're a thick milkshake. Yeah.
I found one on mine that I liked quite a bit. It says, do you find it hard to work Border Patrol when your rascal only goes 5 miles per hour?
One of my favorites from Dan's is the local new China buffet hates to see you and your boyfriend coming.
This one says, I would, but I don't want to provoke a school shooting.
Now, when I was a kid, I was a huge fan of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Fucking A,
like,
baby.
Did you like the live-action movie?
I don't remember the live-action movie.
What?
Do you remember?
You don't remember the movie?
I don't. No, I need to watch it again.
Holy
that
shit.
Dolph Lundgren in it.
I met Evil Lyn at a horror convention like 2 years ago. It was one of the fucking coolest things I ever did. I just saw her on the street smoking cigarettes. It was awesome.
So I made a list of 9 of the characters from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe for us to cast in a new reboot film about He-Man.
And the Masters of the Universe.
And the Masters of the Universe. So I will go first. I did not include Orko in the list because I figure Orko's probably going to be CGI.
Orko is going to be played by the guy who did Jar Jar Binks' voice. It will be Ahmed Best.
Orko was on my list that I got. I cast Orko.
Who did you, cast,
you cast
as Orko?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Well, that's
excellent
good.
Choice. Excellent choice.
Then are they going to put him through the pitch shift?
Oh yeah, he's a dedicated actor though. I think he could be like a circus level motion capture kind of a guy.
The next on the list would be the voice of Cringer / Battle Cat. Napier, do you have a theory on who should be Cringer or Battle Cat?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke as Battle Cat. Travis?
Battle Cat doesn't talk, does he?
Makes roars.
Yeah, he just makes...
Cringer talks.
Cringer talks. But Cringer sounds like a scared asshole all the time, and then Battle Cat's like this monstrous warrior.
Right. So you've got to find someone that's versatile.
Right.
Or you just synthesize the Battle Cat roars and have somebody do the pussy Cringer.
Oh, God, it should be Danny DeVito.
No! You can't use Danny DeVito. I have him later in the list.
Oh, okay, then I take mine back.
Dan, who do you got as Cringer?
As Cringer, I have Paul Giamatti.
Hey!
That's not bad.
That's really good. Mm-hmm.
I have Charlie Day as Cringer.
There you go.
That's fun, that's a good one, too. That's fun, too. I could see that.
The next person on the list is Ram Man.
There. There's my Danny DeVito.
You got Danny DeVito as Ram Man.
Mm-hmm. But Napier. Not, like, now, you know, a handful of years ago.
Yes.
Ram Man.
I don't remember Ram Man.
Ram Man is the fella with the helmet that rams his head at people. That was pretty much all he did. He ran his head into people.
He was the ripoff of the Juggernaut from X-Men.
Then let's get the guy who played Juggernaut in the X-Men movie.
Vinnie Jones.
Yes. Yes. Way too tall.
You pushed in his feet on the action figure, and then he jumped. And that was
one of those action He-Man ones, like that leech guy where you press the button on the side and he sucked to like the refrigerator or windows and shit.
For Ram Man, I had Jason Segel, which is probably also still too tall, but I had it in the face, Jason Segel. Travis, do you have Ram Man?
The face is good. That's good.
Ram Man, Travis? No. Oh, that was my Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that was my Danny DeVito because he's a short. Ram Man's a short guy, and he talked a lot of nonsense.
Beast Man.
I didn't go.
Oh, Dan, Ram Man.
I had this is purely on like a shape, like a solidness. I chose Brock Lesnar.
Oh yeah,
I can see that.
Ram Man, that's good.
Last summer was Dave Bautista in Guardians of the Galaxy. This summer is going to be Brock Lesnar.
I have Dave Bautista on my list as Beast Man.
Hey,
I think that he was good in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's time we give Beast Man or Bautista another shot. I think
let's give him a shot.
Yeah.
Travis, Beast Man.
Terry Crews
as Beast Man. That's pretty good.
Controversial.
Beast Man?
The race is switching.
Well, you cover him up. Beast Man was covered in hair, so.
Right. See, that's why for my Beast Man, I chose Christopher Hivju, who is the guy that plays Tormund Giantsbane on Game of Thrones, the redheaded guy. That's why I chose,
Because he's a redheaded guy? You wouldn't have to dye his eyebrows?
He's got a big, bushy beard, a big red beard. He wouldn't have to do anything, basically. He already looks exactly like Beast Man. Google that name.
Oh, that shit face from Outside the Wall? The Wildling?
He is the Wildling leader now.
Yeah, he was the best friend of that the redheaded chick that got dead.
Yes.
You have a casting decision for Beast Man.
Also from Game of Thrones, The Mountain.
That's a big fucking beast, man.
That's a huge beast, man.
But Skeletor would need to employ somebody big because Skeletor's kind of a pussy.
Yeah, he's kind of a pussy, Skeletor. He's more of a sorcerer than a fighter.
Yeah, even though he's got all those muscles.
I hope you queued up that song, the Beast Man Skeletor song by MC Chris, Mike, to play for this episode.
I did not.
Okay.
When I prepare the show, Travis, that's when you tell me these things. Not during the show. You don't say it 9:05 on a Monday. Hey, Mike, you should have that clip ready.
You know that
because
you know what happens then.
Then I'm just sitting here going, "Nope, don't have that," and then I look like a dickhead.
Yeah,
that was a good idea.
Why don't you have all the clips just readily available I just thought of just now?
Can't you press that button on your sweet, sweet master soundboard and just get that going?
Trapjaw. Trapjaw, another one of Skeletor's henchmen. I have Michael Rooker as Trapjaw.
Ooh, that's a good one.
See, he already has played a character with a missing arm and then having like a attachment type deal. And so it's not that big of a stretch. He just looks like he should be Trapjaw. I originally had Jason Statham, but I went to Rooker. Mm-hmm. Napier, Trapjaw.
Wayne Brady.
Trap Jaw was a complete fucking idiot.
It's an interesting right. out-of-the-box choice, Napier. Wayne Brady as Trap Jaw. Dan, who do you got for Trap Jaw?
I picked the man who I believe is the best actor in the world at working under prosthesis, and that's Ron Perlman.
That's perfect. He's got the face for it.
Good choice.
I'm changing mine. I'm also for Ron Perlman.
Thank you.
Did you have one, Travis?
Nope.
You just
just Ron Perlman.
Okay, so with the ladies, obviously there was Teela and She-Ra are the two females from He-Man. Yep. Teela, the chick from Mission Impossible 5. Have you guys seen Mission Impossible 5 yet?
No.
No, I'm excited.
Gal's name is Rebecca Ferguson, and let me tell you something. She was great. Through the whole movie, her deal was that, like, she was wearing hot shoes, and then she wanted to take her hot shoes off, and she wanted to carry her hot shoes, and she gave her hot shoes to Tom Cruise so that he could carry them. And she was great. So she's my Teela just because she should be in more things.
Fair enough.
See, Dan.
She's pretty good looking. I'm going to give that to you.
She's a good looking gal. Yeah. And really, I mean, like the female characters in He-Man, you need to find whoever the hot chick is at the moment. I mean, for She-Ra, I have Jennifer Lawrence because if you're making a movie with a strong female action person who has blonde hair in 2015, you go for Jennifer Lawrence first, and then if somebody else needs to do it because she's busy, then you get them. But of course, Jennifer Lawrence is probably number one on everybody's list to be She-Ra, right?
Yeah.
No, not mine.
Okay,
mine
Dan, either. Teela and She-Ra.
My Teela, I chose Christina Hendricks because she's used to being redhead, and she has big boobs, and she's quite attractive to old Danny Boy. That's me.
She's like transparent.
Yeah, I like that.
You can like see all of her veins. Like you can see her inside. I mean, she's pretty, sure.
Teela was like the whitest girl that ever existed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Super gingery.
And She-Ra.
For She-Ra, I kept going back and forth. So I have Kate Upton / Amber Heard.
Kate Upton, I guess, that's a because good one. You saw all those Game of War commercials on TV. And
yeah, she looks a lot like She-Ra in them, right?
Right.
She does. Yeah, she does.
Napier, Teela and She-Ra.
She-Ra, I'd also go Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, right. That's a good pick for me.
I thought he was going to start naming some more cast members from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Colin Mockery.
Greg Proops. He'd be a good Oracle, by the way.
I was just going to say.
Travis, Teela and She-Ra.
Teela was a hard one because she's like a super tall, skinny redhead. And I was like thinking like if you could like just cast like a brunette girl. So like Keira Knightley would be like a good shape for her, but she doesn't have enough attitude to be Teela. But that's all I could come up with is like a Keira Knightley.
And
my She-Ra would be also kind of just for the shape, and because they're trying to push her pretty hardcore, is that from the Transformers / Mad Max movie, the Huntington Whitley girl.
Oh yeah, she's great. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And I think that She-Ra's like she's the hot chick. You know, I'm a big fan of the hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing Evil Lynn?
He doesn't have it on the list.
I don't
but
have,
I have
her
one.
On the list.
Why? I have one for
I
Evil
don't
Lynn.
Know. I already
but
got
go ahead. And like Angelina Jolie is Evelyn.
Oh,
like,
right. Yeah.
You look at that chick, all of her facial features, everything about her screams, put that weird Evelyn tiara thing on her, that headdress, and like give her that staff, and there's your Evelyn.
I think I agree with you on that one. Dan, do you have someone for that? Or are you just going to agree with Travis?
I think Angelina Jolie is a good choice for that, though.
Man at Arms is the next one I have. I have Nick Offerman as Man at Arms.
I never even thought about that. That's great.
He has a bitchin' mustache. And I think that he would be good.
Tom Selleck.
Also has a mustache. Dan, Man-at-Arms.
Man-at-Arms. Craig T. Nelson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard sell.
See, it's the difference. It's which Man-at-Arms do you want? Do you want the action figure with no beard, or do you want the cartoon version that's actually got like the mustache? You know, like the action figure didn't have any facial hair, but the cartoon, he always was sporting that stash.
I just imagine Nick Offerman standing there with his grumpy face and the whole outfit, and I like it. It makes me happy.
Bitching about Teela doing something stupid.
Yeah,
right. I never had any He-Man toys. None of them.
I still have a whole tote if you'd like to come over and play.
I think I still have them all somewhere, too.
You could not imagine the assholes I used to hang out with just because they had He-Man toys.
So, one of the two big ones.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Ooh,
that's good.
Yeah.
But, like, he'd have to beef up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. That's good.
Were we gonna cast? We're gonna cast He-Man, right?
Skeletor.
Oh, Skeletor.
My pick for Skeletor is I want somebody to walk around as Skeletor. I want Skeletor's skeleton head to be CGI, and I want the original voice actor, who is now 85 years old, Alan Oppenheimer, to come back and be the voice of Skeletor. I just don't think anybody else can do Skeletor the way he can do Skeletor.
No, like, I agree. And they did it with Peter Cullen for the Transformers movies.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Optimus, can you imagine Prime, somebody else as Optimus Prime? That sucks. No.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Skeletor should be Alan Oppenheimer. There's no one else that can be.
They've tried to redo Skeletor so many times for comic books and like that reboot, like half manga cartoon, anime cartoon thing that they did. And it's not Skeletor. Skeletor is absolutely that guy, cartoon.
He's 85. We don't have much time left. We better get this He-Man movie going. Napier, do you have a pick for Skeletor?
I'm going to go with The Rock as the body and Mark Hamill as the voice.
Mark Ooh. Hamill. That's not bad. I guess
using like his Joker voice?
Yeah. I mean, he was fucking awesome as the Joker.
And he's coming back for the Killing Joke that they're going to do.
Yep. Some argue that he's the best Joker, and I guess I don't disagree, because if you rewatch Batman Mask of the Phantasm, that is quintessential Joker to me.
I can't think of somebody that is better than him. I'm not saying he's the best, but there's no one better.
Dan or Travis? Skeletor.
Go ahead, Travis.
I did not recast Skeletor. I totally agree. There's nobody that I could put into that place. Like Burt Langella that did the movie against Dolph Lundgren. I thought he did a pretty good job when he was like pale old Skeletor. And then when they put like a gold, like weird outfit on him because he had the power of Grayskull, that was pretty piss poor. So I'll go with the original, the cartoon version.
And Dan Fernicase, you're casting for Skeletor.
I did this simply because I think it would be really funny to have a black skeleton. because, you know, you always hear, like, why isn't there a black guy in that role? Why can't James Bond be? So I chose Idris Elba as Skeletor.
Idris Elba as Skeletor.
Because we all know that blacks have the black skeletons.
Yeah.
He's a little tiny for Skeletor, don't you think?
He's a big guy. Idris Elba?
Ooh, he's a bigger guy.
He's intimidating as shit.
Luther? That's shit.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. I was thinking.
He's so good.
And the main role, He-Man.
That's the hardest fucking thing to try to cast.
Travis, who is your pick for He-Man?
I don't have like an action. I'm going to say, just because he's like the biggest guy. I don't know. Like, I just say The Rock.
The Rock as He-Man.
I can't cast He-Man. I just can't cast He-Man. Like, Dolph Lundgren couldn't do it in his prime. There is just, like, I just can't. It'd have to be, like, a wrestler guy.
He-Man almost has to be CGI.
Yeah, like, you can't. Yeah, it'd have to be with that weird bolt
cut
thing.
I think you're
like
looking at this all wrong. You're assuming that He-Man must be a big, giant, beefy guy. But that's not realistic. I mean,
He does.
You definitely want a guy to be really
his
in shape.
Name is,
You want him to be strong. You want him to look powerful.
He is the he manliest.
But I mean, like,
definition of masculinity.
You look at Cyclops in the X-Men movies, and Cyclops doesn't look like he does in the comic books. Cyclops isn't pumping iron. Cyclops is just a dude. Because you can't, if all superhero movies looked like their comic book counterpart, The Rock would have to play every single superhero.
No, that you used a really awful example because the Cyclops from the movies was such awful and nothing like Cyclops from the comic book.
But what I'm saying is you can't just have beefy dudes play everybody.
I vote the guy who plays Thor.
Thor as He-Man.
Yes.
Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
There we go.
Not a bad pick.
That's not a bad pick at all.
When Mike first told me about this, I said it would either be Chris Hemsworth or someone else.
Who's your pick, Dan?
I chose Chris Pratt just because I think he would be able to do the switch between, you know, Prince Adam and Chris Pratt. I mean, He-Man.
You have to have somebody who can play Prince Adam as kind of like, I'm pretending to be a doof. I'm going to wink at the camera because nobody knows I'm He-Man.
It's not bad.
Right.
Chris Pratt as He-Man.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds as He-Man.
Yes. He's gotten beefier since, you know, his days in the Van Wilder movie.
Guys, my pick for the main part of the Masters of the Universe film.
Hordak?
Casting He-Man.
Oh, He-Man.
Matthew McConaughey as He-Man.
I don't see how that would work.
I can't get that.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Wow. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Why?
Matthew McConaughey is in shape.
This is your condiment shooters all over again.
Matthew McConaughey, he's so hot right now.
But he's not in shape at all. He's like super skinny right now, right?
He's like surfer guy.
Sahara age Matthew McConaughey.
No way. He's like surfer guy, like in shape. He's not like beefy guy in shape. You gotta be beefy guy in shape to be He-Man.
Couldn't even pick up that sword.
He'd be like contemplating it. He'd be like, oh man, I'm not sure if it should really be a sword that I pick up or if I should just leave this sit here for somebody else.
Hey, the sword is a flat disc.
I'm the master of the universe. No, I'm the master of the universe.
No.
When I was a little boy, I always wondered what it'd be like to wield the most powerful weapon in Eternia. And now that I have it, I'm wondering if I really want that responsibility.
Oh, God. Gary Busey smile as
Liquid Lozenge in the chat has Gary Busey as Skeletor.
No, just his mouth. Just his mouth is going to be Skeletor's mouth.
I don't hate that. I don't. I would watch a Gary Busey Skeletor He-Man movie.
I would watch a He-Man movie where he was every role, actually.
Gary Busey as every role?
Yes, including Teela and She-Ra.
Well, guys.
The Sorceress.
That was our recasting of the Masters of the Universe. We will do another one soon. If you have any thoughts on who you would like, send them to us or don't. If you fast-forwarded through this, I apologize. Guys, I wonder if there's any more updates on our roast. Do you think that anybody else has said mean things about us, or do you think that we're pretty well done? Do you think that we're finito, we're finished, we're Outski, we're Dunzo.
We got one for Napier.
You got a good one?
Yeah. 27 minutes ago, this is one from, I don't know if we said this one, it's you look like the kind of guys whose friends shit on him when you're not around.
Oh!
It's probably true.
I like the latest one.
What's the latest one?
You're fat.
That's it? You're fat?
Just you're fat.
Oh, who's ruining the show now?
Joining us back on the line, Brian Kranz. Brian, would you say this experiment was overall a success? Or?
You know, if I took you down a peg, I think absolutely.
You did one, too. I read yours, and pretty much everybody was just saying that you looked like a retarded version of blank movie star.
Like a bunch of hot celebrities.
It was like, oh, hey, you look like Ryan Gosling, only retarded.
I think retarded Ryan Gosling would still get a lot of pussy. A lot of it.
My favorite was I'm drunk Thor.
You Which look like Channing.
Wielding Mjolnir while loaded sounds like it'd be a great time.
You look like a Channing Tatum if he was just a tiny less hot. That's probably the kind of thing you got.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like, any of those.
Like Channing Tatum, I would have to have two beers to fuck.
I mean, I got both of your chins have a beard. This is why incest is a crime. You look like Zach Galifianakis' less attractive brother that they keep in the basement for stunt double properties.
I just found one on mine that I really like, and it's been there for the entire time, and I didn't see it. It says, you look like the kind of guy that drops hard R's when saying the N-word to his friends, but is scared stiff of black people.
One guy asked me where my Tool tattoo is located. I like how your frames are rimless, and then the ears are just like fucking planks. I don't even know what that means, but I'm sure it's
Here's
hurtful.
One for the Chicago guys. Is your neck beard looks like the outfield at Wrigley Field.
I got a Star Wars reference. You look like Dexter, the diner owner from Star Wars. I don't even know. That's a reach. That's really deep. They put a link.
Take a look.
That guy looks like a bullfrog. I mean, I guess it would have just been easier to tell me I look like a bullfrog.
Mike, one important number to look at in all this is that when it comes to, you know, how many people see it, it's all about the upvotes on who is upvoting. And you receive the most upvotes out of any of you four.
What does that mean?
That's awesome.
Does that mean I'm the most
roastable?
Well, that
means more people would see her. So, like, if it's like, because if you go to the front page, there's just like fat people that took their shirts off and attractive girls. And so those are the two main people getting roasted. So you guys kind of sit somewhere in the middle.
Those are my favorite kind of girls.
The ones that take their shirts off? Yeah, hell yeah. High five.
No. That's a different subreddit.
Oh.
The Napier has the I hang around school playgrounds look. Dan has you look like the personification of the Westboro Baptist Church if it eased up a bit on the whole hating fags thing. Oh, that was Brian.
That was me, by the way. That was me.
Funny. Because I do look a little gay.
Dan, you're the type of person that you pay a little extra to go to Target to avoid at Walmart.
That was one of the first. I liked that one, too.
Dan has the I shot the colored kid as self-defense looking ass.
Oh, where is that? That's a good one. Why don't I can't see that one.
He anymore. Asked if Dan, when he has sex with farm animals, if he gives or receives.
That was a little obvious. So was the Brokeback Mountain one. I thought that was a little too on the nose.
Is it because you're wearing a cowboy hat?
I like this. Right. I like you spend a lot of your money on gas for your truck and dip, but you spend the most on food. And then there's this one. This one is kind of wordy, but I like it. You look like you're an adamant open carrier. You're rocking that beard because of how beast you've managed to become. Your diet is either a strict regimen of fast food, poor, or a steady slurry of craft beer and awesome barbecue. Have a grown-up job. Your sunglasses indicate you have a nerd streak that is constantly impairing your better fashion judgment. You probably boast loudly about your turds and repel women like a convicted rapist.
You boast about your turds. So, guys, thanks for joining us with the Read Reddit Comments Show.
Yeah, I want to thank Girth Brooks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks to Brian Kranz for giving us this great idea. The only other thing that I have for this week, guys. Oh, I do want to mention that StrangeLabel.com is doing a Pick'em League for football this year. So go to tinyurl.com/strangepick'em. The username is strange space label. The password is jelly bean. This was Anchor's great idea, Anchor suggested that we do this to engage our listeners.
Was great in quotation marks when you said that. It sounded like it was in quotation marks.
We're engaging our listeners.
So. We also want to encourage our listeners to go to strangelabel.com, go to the shop portion of the website, and buy our new Girth Brooks t-shirt.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. That would be a great thing to have. Print that picture out.
Yeah, it's not bad. And
if you look at my Facebook profile picture, you can see how much weight I've gained in the past 2 years. Because I'm wearing that same hat and sunglasses, but I'm like 80 pounds heavier.
You filled it out a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
The only other thing I have to discuss, and Napier, I'm hoping that... Dan, do you remember a while back when Drunk told us that he only wipes twice?
Which, it's got to be a lie.
No matter what?
He says no matter what, he'll only wipe his ass twice.
Oh, I'll never forget that. I reference it constantly. Drunk is a liar. Yeah. There's no way that makes no sense at all. No.
Well, there's a new person who's throwing their hat in the ring, chiming in on toilet paper use. Apparently, Sheryl Crow only uses one square of toilet paper when she wipes her ass.
Does she Crisco up her anus to get it to do that?
I don't know how it's possible to only use one square.
That's because she doesn't have a square to spare.
Do you fold it?
Didn't that come out a while ago? I remember hearing about that, and then I thought she was denying it.
No, I think her and Gwyneth Paltrow got together when Gwyneth Paltrow bought those limes with that welfare check.
I think I use a lot of toilet paper. I probably use more toilet paper, but it's a mess back there. I mean, there's stuff that needs to come off your butt.
I use about a half a roll every time I poop, and I poop a lot. I poop three times before breakfast.
Dan is the type of person to brag about these things.
And I'm not bragging about the actual turds. How do you wipe when you wipe? Like, Drunk says he only wipes twice, and there's no way you can get clean.
I had a conversation with a guy at work a couple weeks ago, and he said that he's a buncher. Are you a folder or a buncher? I'm a folder.
Folder.
Okay. I have a system that I use, okay? So when you start off, I start with a bunch, like kind of loosely, and I have a big bunch that I go around the outsides with, and I kind of am cleaning the outsides, and then I get more precise and I use folds, right? So I go around the outside and clean, then I go around the outside and clean, and then I go like a front to back.
What do you mean you go around the outside? Like you start off wide?
Yeah, you start off and you kind of do like concentric circles inwards to make sure that you're getting all of it off.
Because the bunch doesn't get to the root of the problem.
Right, and then you use folds.
Okay, so you're wiping away the edges.
And depending on what kind of, condition I was in, like I'll maybe have to do two or three passes with the bunch. And then you do like...
The same bunch?
No. This is different bunches. Make a bunch and then you'll wipe and then maybe you have to do another one of that. Like if you got drunk and ate a bunch of Taco John's or something the night before or even the morning after. And then you get a fold. And you'll go like front to back, back to front, front to back, like two or three or four passes possibly. And then I like to finish off with like a wet wipe just to make sure everything's nice and clean.
Huh.
How does this show always devolve into shit talk, no matter what we're talking about?
I promised myself I wouldn't talk about that, and then here I am. It's like it's like somehow you pull it out of somebody.
Mike, do you know when I know when to stop wiping? When the red streaks overtake the brown streaks.
Brian, you a buncher?
No, absolutely not.
You're a folder, right?
I don't trust. No, I don't want poop on my hands.
Yeah, you folder. And you have some edges beyond your fingers to ensure that you're not going to get poop
now,
on you.
When you say you fold, you wrap your hand in toilet paper or you just hold the folded paper?
I'd say if I get poop on my hand, it's generally like more like my palm.
I don't think I go that
I see.
Because I put my flat hand in my butt crack, and I wipe up.
See, that's why I like the bunch, is because I feel like a bunch protects me more, because I hold it with just the tippy-tippy tops of my fingers, and it's like a half a roll of toilet paper bunched up there.
I don't know, guys.
I do a bunch, a toilet paper bunch, two wet wipes, and one finalized toilet paper bunch.
I can't do the wet wipes, man. I love the wet wipes. They make me feel clean and pleasant, but I can't do them. They irritate me.
I'll take a shower, and then I finish off with another wet wipe.
And a clean towel from the linens.
You know the scrubbing bubbles?
Spray it right in there. Spread the cheeks and spray. Oh. You need a second person for that, though.
Guys, unconfirmed this week, but it might very well be a double dick week. We don't know for sure yet. We will let you know.
Is the potato guy going to call tomorrow? you're getting a second run at the potato guy?
I can't believe that son of a bitch fucking stood us up.
Why did he got to be mean like that?
What do you mean like what? Mean like what, Napier?
Well, thanks for Dan from the Furnicast from being here. at Citizen Crayons on Twitter. Thanks, Brian, for the Reddit idea for making all of our self-esteem skyrocket and just shoot through the roof.
I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, this show was a 2. This show was dog shit.
Well, I'm glad
guys, let's just start over. Let's start over from the beginning. Let's re-record it. I don't want to release this.
Hello, this is Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Joined, as always, as Napier.
Hot Butter Podcast in the chat is Travis. A buncher and a stander.
No, you can't stand.
You smash your cheeks together and then your shit is everywhere.
That's not true. I'm a stander as well.
You're a stander, Travis?
Oh my God,
I don't even know you.
Do you guys flush your poop when it hits the bowl, or do you let it sit?
Had a squatty potty.
Stand up to wipe your ass, Travis?
Of course I do.
You're a disgusting monster! Ew!
I hope you die.
Well, that's my mama.
He stands up to wipe his ass, Napier.
Well, I stand to shit because I shit like a man.
Ain't no kind of man what stands up to shit.
Yeah. That
was in the Hateful Eight trailer.
Who made it a rule that you have to sit when you shit?
Nature.
No, not nature. Somebody who didn't invite me to the conversation.
You just like shit? You're trying to be trying to do like a little goof, and it's silly. Okay, so a bent knee stand is different. Travis is having a conversation with the chat apparently, and not the show. He does a bent knees stand, which isn't a true stand. I mean, you're still angling.
Well, nobody's going to stand directly straight up with perfect posture to wipe their ass.
That was what I was. You didn't specify. You said you stood.
Why would you have to specify? Nobody's going to like military
Travis
stance to wipe their ass.
You stand with your hands on your hips like Superman, and you spin in a circle.
Do any of you people do the hover when you shit, or do you just plop straight down on the toilet?
You know, when I was a kid, I would squat on the toilet like a bird.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would sit on the toilet backwards and I'd have like coloring books or something on the tank. And I'd do coloring books while I was pooping with like the little, you know, the table thing back there.
Isn't that what the squatty potty is basically? Like it's like a stand and it simulates a squat, but you're still sitting on the seat, right?
Yeah, it's like a little chair, and it's like a little stool in front of the toilet, so it brings your knees up.
And that's the way nature intended it, right? You're supposed to squat when you poop.
Yeah, like if you take a dump in the woods, and you never notice how it just comes out real nice?
Oh my God, it's so great.
Sometimes I just go to the woods and I have like the best shit ever.
I always shit with my back at a 60-degree angle because I love the idea of it shooting out of me like a cannon. Just hitting that fucking water till it blasts up against the back and leaves shit on the back of the toilet where the water won't hit it. And then everybody's got to look at your little streaks.
No poop talk next week, guys. We're giving it up.
I'm just imagining Mike's face right now.
Somebody at my work keeps pulling out their dick hair when they shit and leaving it all over the front of the toilet like a little rug.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the face I was 100% certain that was the face that Mike was going to be making, and it's correct.
Hey Napier, you should do another roast me, but you should like take the picture when you're just dropping a deuce, so you get like your natural grumpy face.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh no, yeah. It's going to be an orgasm face. Just
that's stare, even more terrifying.
Just stare right at him. Well, that's my mama.
Girthbrooks.horse for all the Girth Brooks apparel.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at WFODix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com, or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Who's that? Now get out of here. You fool, get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. You ready? You goddamn better believe it. Then take your drawers off and work your legs. Open your ass up like a keg. Let me tap it. I must have it. Sorry, fool, you are mine. I'll drink your ass like wine. And when semen pours all over your head, you know you must be dead.
Skeletor, I know your groove and shake it so damn good. And when you come on through my hood, I'll give you a piece of one.
You furry fool, I know, and I will not disagree. But there's one thing we don't like, and it starts with he. Man, oh no, I don't know which way to run or turn.
Don't worry, Skeletor, your pants on fire. My cock will burn, my cock's on fire for more dick. You know, Skeletor,
yes, my head is so damn thick like yours. No brain inside, just a lot of fucking fur. And if I ripped it off, you'd find a boy and call him her, right?
No, Skeletor, that's not what I'd do. I'd bend you over and shoot chocolate goo in your asshole. Let me lie.
Let me tell the truth. Now, who are you?
I don't know.
Let's break it true. Yeah, shake your ass. Come on, beast man. Take your furry fur off.
Why can't it's made of fur?
Bitch, well then, whack me off. Grab your hairy palms.
Hairy, hairy indeed. They're hairy as fuck.
Rake some leaves.
Ah, whatever you need. Now we're drunk. We'll be in jail, but I'll rape you, master.
He never fails. He's always got my ass on his mind, and it's shorn back. And when he waxes me, he waxes all night long, and that is that. Now, beast man, what do you know about taking off your clothes? You're just a slut from down below in Castle Grayskull. Come on.
Skeletor, I saved my leg for you tonight. And if you see my cock, I hope you go and fight. Skeletor, you made me do some coke. I'm up all night and it's no joke.
Furry fool, break dance. Take off your furry pants. Take off your high heels and put them in your ass. Now somebody is tiptoeing and someone just came in. And someone's pretty fat.
Beastman's pretty thin. Oh, I've got AIDS. Beastman AIDS, and I'll spread it into every good boy and girl today. Watch me give you cum stains in your fucking jars.
Beastman, watch your mouth. We don't need that language anymore.
Rock Skeletor, don't you want to see me working now?
Beastman, show 'em how you're gonna get my ass and plow. Now stick your cock inside, like Greg Young fucking said.
That faggot fucking douchebag only knows how to give head. Two men in bed, his face is getting red. Listen to everything I fucking say.
Beastman, do you know how to end a song?